see here.
USA Electric.
Hey, Monica, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear. I know it's been a while since we talked. Business been going good?
Yeah, so far good. Yes.
Good, good. So happy to hear that. So I was just giving you a follow-up call on Google Guarantee. Do you remember speaking with me about that platform?
I kind of sort of remember. I can't remember too much. Something about, I think I was interested in getting it, I think, but I don't remember the pricing or what's the deal with it or how to get it or what.
Yeah, yeah. So last time we talked was back in December, so it's been a little while.
Okay.
And I know you guys were highly interested. So just kind of a recap on it. Google Guarantee, the first step is it's an application process, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to get approved on there, let me check the requirements. I know I have them in here. I believe it's just insurance and a background check, but let me just make sure real fast. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, it's licensing too. Okay, so do you guys have the electrician or electrical contractor license?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
So license, also you'll need insurance, and the other requirement is any face-to-face employees. But if you guys have a big crew of guys, I'll show you a workaround where either
we really don't. It's actually, I mean, it's rare. When we have big crews doing mainly more commercial jobs.
Okay. Okay. So all you do on the application, just put zero field workers, and that way the background checks either ran on just you or Archangel, either way, you know.
Okay.
But so those are required: license, insurance, background check. What we send you in writing is the process can take 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Now, we do charge a one-time application/management fee. This is to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. It's not a renewal fee. So you pay it one time, never have to pay it again. That is for $250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, after you're approved, remember this is a lead program.
Mm-hmm.
The way these leads work is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning if you schedule an estimate, like if you schedule an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them, like go over pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay? The cost per qualified lead for the electrician vertical is $24 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like I got a guy in New York. He's got a 200 lead budget a month right now. So the sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $312. That's for 13 leads.
Okay.
Now, the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. So to give you an example, like let's say you guys did the minimum budget at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads, scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $312 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, if you took on, I'm just going to use one lead as an example. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $312. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $24. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we don't charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process, and we don't charge it automatically. So after you're approved, right, you're going to get an email, phone call, text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, that's when the lead budget would be charged, and your leads will be active right at that point.
All right. Okay. And what, I mean, do you pick your budget, what you want monthly, or is there a certain budget we have to go by?
So the minimum budget is for 13 leads at 312, but you don't technically have to take on 13. Like if you, let's say like next month, you're like, man, I'm slammed. Let's just pause it right away, right? Well, the next month you would be charged $0 because you didn't take any leads on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if one month you're like, hey, we want a budget of, you know, 40 leads, right? Then you could charge that lead budget and you'll have 40 leads in the bank, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And that's roughly like 300 and something a month.
312 for 13 leads. Yes, ma'am. Because it's 24 times 13, basically, is how they get that number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would have to talk to him to see if that's something he wants to, because I know he is. I know we did want it. We want to, but I know he's taking on more commercial jobs right now. Because that's with you, that's where the money is.
Good.
The money is actually not in the residential, to be honest. There's just too much, people, the competition out there is pretty rough. People don't want to pay, to be honest with you, with a licensed electrician. Doesn't matter how good you are. They don't care. They prefer to find a handyman and have a handyman go and do the work, even though they're not qualified or they don't know it. And then that's when they went into trouble. And it's because we've had that story so many times where, you know, they back out, they find a handyman, you know, or they're like, no, I'm not paying this amount of money, you know. And it's more in the residential, like I said, in the commercial right now, that's what we've been aiming more for, is more the commercial just because the money there in the commercial. And we do some residential, but it's basically mainly more, we have an account set up with their property. They own several properties all over DFW.
Okay.
And
okay.
So they're the ones who are giving us
several residential.
Account. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They and we try to meet those, but they're not our priorities, to be honest with you, which we take care of them just because we've been with them since day one we started our business.
Right.
So we try to take as much as we can from them. But we have kind of pushed away from it from them, and they kind of noticed just because time consuming, and then they're not also wanting to pay. The owners from these properties don't want to get these, properties fixed up or up to date or up to code, you know. So it's kind of hard. So that's why we've kind of pushed back on it, and then trying to schedule with the tenants was an issue. So we're wasting gas going out there, you know, if they're not there, and trying to fit their schedule with, you know, our schedule with their schedule, which is way hard too.
It just takes
up time. So that's why we're like, okay, we're trying to hit more commercial now, you know. That's his biggest thing is commercial. Commercial jobs are where it's at, you know. And so far right now, he's got several projects, and they're all actually right now commercial.
Good.
But I will definitely, if you guys decide
to do it, so there's a list of subcategories. So obviously, you don't want to turn on, like, install light fixtures, right? Because they'll find a handyman for that. But
turn on
panel upgrades, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that's what we'll do.
You know, turn on the EV chargers, like the things those handyman guys can't do, you know,
if that makes sense.
Yeah,
because that's, you know, we used to actually use Thumbtack. We haven't, to be honest with you, we haven't used Thumbtack for probably, I'm not kidding you, about a year.
Oh, wow.
Just because we got swamped with work and like I said, he aims more for commercial. So we have a couple of GCs out there that know us that are the ones that are consistently, you know, passing on jobs to us. So they're keeping us pretty busy. So with the commercial jobs, you know, we would probably want to take in more, you know, but I think he sees the money more in commercial, but I'll definitely, you know, I'm going to talk to him and let him know we have those options of, you know, removing, you know, for example, light fixtures, ceiling fans, you know, because those are things that a handyman can do, you know, receptacle outlets, you know, a handyman will, you know, they'll mess with it, even though 9 out of 10, they're not exactly sure, because that's the thing with this client that we deal with residential, they have a handyman.
Right.
So
right.
They will always send the handyman first, and it finds out where the handyman.
They don't have to get the license and have the insurance and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And not only that, well, I mean, they got the handyman guy, but this handyman doesn't also know. He goes and puts his fingers into stuff, and it, when they send him to go do these jobs, he looks at it and it's like, okay, somebody already messed with it. And he can tell. He's qualified. You know, he has his master license. He knows what he's doing. But
right.
We already know that they end up throwing us the work that they had a handyman try to mess with. You
right.
know, so
right.
that's why we kind of push
sense.
Back on them too. You
or,
know,
or the handyman
like,
might just be the husband, you know?
There you go. You never know. For I mean, sure. We had a client actually for residential property, you know, where he stuck his hands in there. He messed with the wiring and stuff. And then he called. He needed an electrician because he didn't know what he did. You know, and it's
sure.
like, well. But it is, I mean, I'll go ahead and talk to him and we'll discuss
yeah.
it and think it over, you know, the holiday weekend. And
right,
then,
right.
You know, I'll let him know if he decides he wants to go ahead and move forward or not. You know, you're more than welcome to give me a call back to follow up on Monday.
Yeah, for sure. Let's put you in like Monday at the same time. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay,
same time
perfect.
Works great.
All right.
All
awesome.
Right.
So I'll talk to you then. And I sent you the email a while back. So it'll be titled Google Guarantee. It's from
okay.
Daniel Nelson, you know, and it has all the subcategories and all that good stuff in it. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Great talking to you again, Monica. Have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir.
All
you
right.
too. Bye-bye.